So for you to believe, or me to believe, that unless we know how it can be done, then it can't be done, is the most arrogant position that a man can take.
Oh, yes.
Like, who made me the judge of what's possible? Me? I'll tell you who made me the judge of what's possible. Me.
Yeah.
I'm a legend in my own mind. Aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Only. Only in my own.
Only in my own mind am I the legend. I know. And hopefully there's somebody else will feel that way, that I separate out in order to take care of my imaginary needs. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I find someone who wants to take care of my imaginary needs, and they're the same person who I want to take care of their imaginary needs. And then we have an imaginary need relationship made in heaven. That's what I'm praying for. Alias soulmate. My soulmate. The one person that'll love all my dysfunctions. That's right, your soulmate real. Your soulmate would have prayed for him. I want somebody who don't want to be too intimate, but still want to kind of get together. Sometimes it's like you, the way you are, it was like their recipe. You are a recipe.
Oh my goodness.
And somebody gonna bake your cake. But my cake done fail. The oven was too hot. That happened to y'all. I remember my mother used to say when I was a kid, don't be still before you make the cake fall.
Right.
And then I didn't realize that was a profound spiritual truth. Be still before you make the cake fall. Yeah, you need to sit down. Be still. Oh, the course is we stay so busy so that we never have to hear what we're thinking. Mm-hmm. You give me one of them people that's so busy they have to schedule their home breaks 3 months in the future, and you'll show me a person that's scared to death to take a look at who they are inside. Mm-hmm. But if they're quiet for just 2 seconds, they'll find out how miserable they are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or they'll find out that they're more blessed than they could have ever imagined, but was not really acknowledging it. Mm-hmm. But in that stillness, they will come to know. But if you stay busy all the time, then you never learn how to talk to your higher self. So I'm telling you, if you're a scheduler, then you need to schedule in some time for yourself alone, communing with your higher self. You can schedule it just like you do everything else. I'm telling you, it'll make all the rest of that stuff go so much easier, you'll be amazed.
That's good to hear.
Well, now, here's the next sentence. You ready?
Oh, baby.
Don't then be afraid. Don't be afraid to let go. The Course says, read me really slowly. Don't be afraid to let go of your imagined needs. Don't be afraid to let go of all the needs that you imagine that you have. Don't be afraid to let go of all the needs that you imagine that you have. Your only need is God.
Yeah.
Your only need is love. Yeah. That's what they're saying. Your only need is freedom. Yeah. Your only need is truth. Your only need is abundance. Your only need is your innocence. It's the same thing. Love is just, multidimensional to us, but it's just the same thing. That's the only thing we need is union. The only thing we need is to feel connected. The only thing we need is to feel safe. That's the only thing we need. And then we make up all the ways that we think we're going to bring that safety about, which we call our plans, which we assign everybody we know to rules and roles in that plan. And we don't even tell them about the roles that we've assigned to them in the plan. And then we get mad at them for not doing what they didn't even agree to do. And then I go into therapy for years for that. I'm always learning how to forgive people on the couch for what they didn't do to me. What is your biggest crime? You didn't act the way I expected you to, and you didn't act the way you said you were going to act. Nobody is. Spare yourself the frustration. Nobody is ever going to act the way you want them to all the time, because that would be perpetuating the false idea that you have control over somebody else that you see as separate from you. You cannot have any control over anybody you see separate from you by definition, but you have incredible control with people that you feel joined and connected to. The way that you influence each other is remarkable when you share the same goal, share the same purpose. The only way all of us could join right now would be in our purpose. We cannot join in our bodies right now. It'd be a mess. Sad police getting called and everything. People running out screaming. We can't go that way. You know
what I'm saying? Screaming for good or?
No, just screaming.
Oh.
Just screaming. So the Course says the way you join in a world of separation is to join in purpose. That's what being one in this realm. Being one in this realm means we share the same purpose. It doesn't mean we share the same body. You can't. You know, you share your body with the people you want to work out your guilt with. That's why they're there. To give you a learning experience that points to the truth. So remember that. Whenever somebody walks up to you and they want to engage you in a relationship, you should say to yourself, there is a learning experience walking up to me now. But if I give it to love, for real, this will be a learning experience that points to the truth, which is that I deserve the love that could come to me through this relationship or friendship. Oh, this is some good stuff. I got hooked on it 25 years ago, and it just trips me out. Any question about that paragraph, those two paragraphs, or comments, or sharing?
It's the goal.
Is it eight? Yes. Anybody have any thoughts about that? I mean, any resistance? I mean, you don't have to like it.
Woo. Well, here's what comes to my mind.
Okay.
It's like these people who've been married for 30, 40, 50 years.
Uh-huh.
So the goal that I'm hearing you say is the goal is it's okay to have special relationships, but you want to make an effort to make them into a holy relationship, or make the purpose God.
Yeah.
God
be
the focus, and then everything else will be fall into place.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anybody else? Anybody have an aha? Something that makes them an aha. It's called an aha.
I can place any relationship under his care and be sure that it will not result in pain. If you offer him your willingness to have it served, no need but yes.
Okay, and what is the one need that the Creator would have?
Love.
Right. He says all you have to do is have a willingness that your relationship only be used for your peace. Only. That it comes first. This relationship is first and foremost supposed to have the goal of peace. Does that mean that you will not have issues come up from time to time and fears come up from time to time? No, because that's the nature of the beast. You single the person out, you single the relationship out, you separated it from love, so therefore you're going to have to learn lessons about what love is through this relationship. And the main way to learn what love is through experiencing joy, because joy is what you feel when you're really in love. So the best way to start believing in love is for us to start having happy moments. And so the Course says God wants us to have holy, happy, healing instants, because it's in the joy that you are experiencing that you begin to remember again what love really feels like. So the purpose of my relationship with you is for us to learn together what love really feels like.